Well, how about when you milk? What did you milk into?
We had a big bucket to milk in. Mm-hmm. You milk without a hand. We had nothing that, like I see them, I'm looking at television the other day. We had to pull it out of our hands.
Those machines they had.
Yeah, we didn't have no machine. These y'all was the machine.
Was the bucket made out of some kind of metal or
something? Yeah, it was I guess you'd call it an aluminum bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It was something didn't rust. It was an aluminum bucket.
Did you ever have any made out of wood the to milk use the cow. For water?
We had one wooden water bucket, but not to milk the cow. Mm-hmm. We had wooden water bucket. And we used to have a wooden tub to wash them. A rub boat. You ain't never seen that.
Mm-mm.
I got my rub boat to the house now.
To scrub the clothes on.
You had to muscle them clothes clean.
Now, how about when you were milking the cow? Did you have anything in particular you would say to them to keep them to stay still?
And pat her, tell her, all right, stand still. And she stands still. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times, like they're running out in the winter time, they go through bride and get there. The scratches on them, they'd be real so now I'd have a pretty good tough time with them then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you made your own butter and all that.
Butter. That's right.
How about, did you ever eat the milk when it got like thick and...
Well, we had churn that.
Mm-hmm.
Make buttermilk.
Okay. Did you ever make any of your own cheese or...
out of the milk. Mm-hmm. No, we just made butter. Mm-hmm. I think our goat is the one you get cheese from to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
We used to own a goat milk goat, but I think we never did churn to make no cheese.
Mm-hmm. How about some kind of thick, like a clabber or something like
that? Yeah, we used to clabber, like you'd be working. And the milk clear, we just cut that out and use it a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember how they would call the sheep, the cows, to get them to come in?
Yeah, well, I would call it. We always had them pretty tame. We could just, my father could just stand there, they'd be right across the field and call them, they'd come on to the house.
How did he call them? Did he have a particular...
A name to come on. Just, I think we had a cow, what they call a name. Something different. I'd get him a little bucket or something and go out there and call her. And she'd look up and she'd come over and know it was time for her to eat.
All right. Do they have some way to say a Sioux cow or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. We used to have our own cows, mules, pigs, chicken.
Yeah.
We didn't, I didn't know nothing about no barns.
Now, how did you have different ways to talk to the mules to tell them to turn right and left?
G and halt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. G was to the right and...
He said G was to the... I forgot which one now. That was so long.
How about to start?
Come up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How would you stop them?
Pull the line and say, whoa.